ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 25 years, today I do not disappoint as I bring you the first bare-knuckle boxing champion since the 1800s. I think it's 1886 when John L. Sullivan last held the bare-knuckle heavyweight championship of the world. We'll bring in Bobby Gunn today. Of course, Bobby Gunn fighting on an Indian reservation. And that was in Arizona about 2 weeks ago. And, of course, the Association of Boxing Commissions got all pushed out of shape about it. But the bottom line is, if you were to fight with smaller gloves, as shown in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, we'll talk about that a little bit later. The UFC is expanding to Fox, and there's all kinds of things going on in the world of MMA this week. But if you fought with smaller gloves and or no gloves, there will be less concussions. And that's the problem with boxing, is that according to the Nevada City Athletic Commission, between the years 2000 and 2006, 20% of the boxers involved in their professional boxing matches suffered concussions. And a concussion is a brain bleed, a bleeding of the brain, a small brain bleed. So anyway, when you look at UFC and the MMA, there's only 2% concussions. So why? Why is there such a difference? Well, I think it's because the padding of the gloves and the fact that the gloves are so big and so strong and that you keep pounding on a guy afterwards time and time and time and time again and you don't get to finish them off, well, that's what happens. People get hurt, okay, and they still need to get hurt. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
My man Biggie Smalls, the late Biggie Smalls, of course, snuffed out in a drive-by. Sean Puff Daddy Combs in the car with him down there in L.A. God, it must have been about 10 years ago, 1998, somewhere around there, man. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. We are awaiting Jeff Mayweather. We will talk with Bobby Gunn today as well. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529, folks. So we take it from the city by the bay to Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, we bring in my main man. I'm talking about the other Mayweather, Jeff Jazzy Jeff Mayweather. How the heck are you, man?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. How was things down there in Panama? How'd you enjoy Panama?
Panama's cool. I mean, I was down there a long time, a little longer than I cared to be, but, I mean, it's cool.
They treat you good?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the one thing unfortunate is the fact that, you know, I mean, the people down there, they truly love service, you know, and I mean, he's truly like a people's champion, so, you know, they just, you know, embrace me the same way.
That's fantastic. Jeff Mayweather, of course, is the brother of Roger and Floyd Mayweather Sr. and the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, Mayweather Jr. is going to take on Victor Ortiz, vicious Victor Ortiz, a southpaw, 147-pound WBC champion, and that fight will be coming up when, in September?
Yes, September 17th.
Okay. What does Victor Ortiz bring to the dance besides the WBC belt, Jeff?
Victor has a punter's chance, you know, and that's, you know, that's basically it. I mean, because skill-wise, he has no chance. You know, they both have the A game, and, you know, Floyd comes in his best game, and Victor comes in with his best game. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you'd be a fool to bet on Ortiz. I mean, he's just, only thing that he has is, you know, he's young, and I mean, even his youth is not even going to make a difference because he has no smarts. You know, he just basically, he wants to go in there and be a brute, thinking that he's going to just walk over for it, and that's not going to happen.
Nobody's ever bum-rushed Floyd Mayweather Jr. in his entire career. In fact, I think the only time he's ever had any real ring difficulty that's been documented was when he was out of shape and sparred with Paul Spadafore about 10 years ago. That's probably about it. I can't think of anything else. Well, the first Castillo fight was close, but other than that, he's basically had a walk in the park.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, well, the one thing about Floyd is that he's a very, very smart fighter, and no matter whatever your game plan is, it seems to, once you get in the ring, it becomes something totally different because for some reason, I don't know why, I mean, he's been gifted to be able to figure you out, and before you know it, you're fighting his fight, and you don't even realize that you're no longer fighting your fight.
Okay.
And
what about happens.
I don't know what happens.
What about all this animosity between Floyd and the media? I mean, the media doesn't seem to enjoy Floyd. Floyd comes off as a jerk a lot. Does Floyd do this on purpose for publicity, or is that just Floyd being Floyd?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, Floyd has thick skin, but at the same time, I mean, it's one of those situations when once they take one guy and make him the good guy, and possibly he really may be the bad guy, but yet you make this one guy the good guy, and this is the guy that everybody wants you to fight. So, I mean, it's one of those situations. You get you know, anybody. I mean, you get tired of the fact of hearing, you know, every time something is said about, you know, Pacquiao is good, and every time something is said about you is negative.
Well, you know, you can't always say that about being positive stuff about Manny Pacquiao, because there's about 15 million Filipinos that have got a bullseye marked on my neck, on my head, okay? I mean, I'm like, if I went to the Philippines, I'd be killed. I mean, getting off the plane.
Of course.
If you thought Nino, the president of the Philippines right now, I think, is Nino Aquino. His father was snuffed when he got off an airplane about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, by Marcos's people. He didn't step off the plane but 2 feet, and he was shot in the back of the head, okay? They would do the same thing to me, because I question Manny Pacquiao and the fact that, you know, he didn't want to take any random drug testing. I mean, if you got nothing to hide, why are you not willing to take the test?
Exactly. Any test. No matter what it is, you should take it. Especially if both parties are willing to do it, it's different if, you know, this person said, okay, you don't have to do it, but not me.
Well, Jeff, you know what I find funny is that he was scared of needles, and then I published that picture on the internet of him getting a tattoo and all that blood coming out of his arm and him, you know, like the needles going in. So they sort of backed off that story for a while. Then the next story was he was superstitious and needles and worried about getting weak before fights. And I mean, this guy's come up with more excuses than I can even imagine, and yet he's going off and he's fighting all these, you know, a guy that Floyd already beat, and Shane Mosley. He fought Antonio Margachito, who was really out of boxing and a journeyman at best at this stage of the career anyway. But the bottom line is he fought another guy in the young man from Ghana who didn't even throw a punch back at him. So he said three no-brainers in a row, and he's made a lot of money. Don't boxing fans realize that Manny's ripping them off here?
Well, I mean, they're not going to be wrong. I mean, it's one of those things, too, that, you know, basically it's a situation now where just everything is in-house. Even Shane Mosley had to free himself from Golden Boy in order to make the fight happen. You know, and it's one of those situations, too, that, I mean, you know, I mean, Bob has pretty much monopolized, you know, the situation with Manny. And now, even him, now he's stepping up to be the scapegoat in case the fight doesn't happen. It'll be because now he said that, oh, well, we don't want to do no Olympic-style drug testing. We want to do some other type of testing. Wait a second. You're an American. I mean, you're living in America. You're making a living here in America, but yet the testing ain't good enough for you?
Well, you know what's funny is that Bob said that he thought, he thought that the USADA, the United States Anti-Doping Association, would be prejudiced against Manny Pacquiao because Manny Pacquiao was a Filipino, which I thought was ridiculous, okay? And then, I mean, Bob's so full of you-know-what. I don't even want to go there, okay? I mean, Bob is just, I mean, I'll never forget what he said that one time. He said, look, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. I mean, that should be on his gravestone.
True.
that should be on his gravestone, Jeff. We're talking to Jeff Mayweather, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are broadcasting live on Facebook.com right now. Of course, Facebook.com/Ring Talk. On the Ustream live broadcast. I'm pointing at the camera as I speak right now. Jeff Mayweather is our guest. He is a noted trainer. He is the guy that I've recommended to people in the UFC as far as training some of their fighters concerned. You got any bites from those MMA guys?
Well, actually, I got lucky through another writer, Percy Crawford. I'll start working with King Mo, which he'll be fighting one of the Gracies pretty soon here. Mm-hmm. And he said after that fight, he actually wants to, you know, start working with me on a regular basis.
Okay. I'll put it to you like this. Statistically, guys that fight with big gloves suffer 20% concussions, which mean brain bleeds. Guys that fight with small gloves suffer less than 2% as far as brain bleeds are concerned. Now, why not go back to bare knuckles? I'm going to have Bobby Gunn on in a little while. We're going to talk some bare knuckle boxing with him. But the bottom line is, why not just go back to straight up bare knuckle boxing, Jeff? Give me the pros and the cons on that.
Well, I think that the pros of it in regards to what you're saying, that there's less injury is because of the fact that, you know, just like in comparison with the UFC or MMA with boxing, is because of the fact that it's so fast, it's hard hitting. You know, I mean, once a guy gets hit clean, the fight's practically over. And because of that, I mean, because they stopped the fight, you know, so fast, that, I mean, of course, I mean, even though it's more brutal, it's less injuries because of the fact that, I mean, a guy getting beat up over 12 rounds, you know, because of the gloves are, you know, they're doing just enough damage to, you know, to probably give him some, maybe shake up his head and give him a little brain damage or, you know, give him, you know, maybe hit him in the body, maybe break a rib or something like that. But, I mean, the thing is this, is that most fighters still actually, they go through the duration of the fight, you know, and then not only that, and, you know, if they're not really a big puncher or if they're a guy that's actually a catcher, a lot of times they can take it, and over time it builds up. And that's when you have, you know, a lot of these fighters that actually end up in their careers where, you know, they eventually they have, you know, slurred speech. You know, sometimes they have like a hitch in their walk, you know, the equilibrium is a little off, things like that. And it's over a period of time. You know, and like I said, I think that only reason why, you know, the smaller gloves and, you know, because it happens so quickly. You know, I mean, it'll be different now. Someone getting, you know, hit upside their head for, you know, I mean, I don't know, but like you said, in the back in the day, I mean, these guys were playing with bare knuckles, and they would go so many rounds. They were going more than 15, so I don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't know if my ass is even correct.
All right, good enough. Anyway, live streaming, you good?
Yeah. I'm just keeping busy, man, just doing what I love to do, so I can't complain about it.
You know, you are one of my favorite people in boxing, and I can count the favorite people I have in boxing on one hand.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm on one hand.
Roll it up. Jeff Mayweather, you're the greatest, man. I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, folks, of course, of the Mayweather family. Floyd's brother, Floyd Sr.'s brother, Roger's brother, and Floyd Jr.'s uncle. Would you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide? Next up, we talk MMA with Matt All Meat Grizzle. That's right, Matt All Meat Grizzle next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Of course, I'm talking about the live Ustream video. And this portion of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is dedicated to a young lady who's dedicated her entire life to the community. She's an outstanding credit to the city and county of San Francisco, and I won't mention her last name, but her first name is Rosario. So all the best to you, princess.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the numerical cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go. Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power.
You know when they're talking about Superfly, they're talking about yours truly. That's right, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And it looks like we've got all the bugs worked out of this Facebook Live broadcast. I've been sweating this for like, this is our third week, and I've been sweating. The first 2 weeks we had some problems, but it looks like things are starting to happen now, and things are going in the right direction. I see the audio's working. I see the pictures are working. I'm very happy right now. Speaking of happy, my next guest knows what it's all about when we talk about the world of MMA, mixed martial arts. Of course, I'm talking about Matthew All Meat Grizzle, a graduate from the University of Oklahoma, a fine, fine writer in his own right. Now he's working for a mixed martial arts company. Matt, how the heck are you, and how's the family?
I'm doing great. They're doing great. It's great to be here, just enjoying the show and glad to be on it.
All right, fantastic, man. Now listen. The UFC signed a big deal on Monday with Fox TV. Fox TV is going to take over all the UFC broadcasts as far as the Ultimate Fighter is concerned, as far as some old Pride shows are concerned, as far as the archives. Everything is going to Fox. Now, NBC was in the running, but Fox did this deal for $70 million. I mean, does that mean that, I mean, they're not making the type of money that the NFL or Major League Baseball, I think Major League Baseball gets $673 million for their television, right? So they're not getting there, but they're getting awful close, huh?
I would think so. And you know, say what you want about Fox, but they see something, and they're smart, and they see something. So to them, maybe it might be a bit of a gamble, but I think they're guaranteed four live shows on Fox and something like 30-something shows on FX, as the Ultimate Fighter also will move over there in 2012.
Okay, now, Spike is taking a beating on this one because Spike couldn't match him as far as money was concerned, and Versus couldn't match him as far as money and or homes were concerned. So Versus was going to switch to NBC Sports, or they were about to switch to NBC Sports. It still wouldn't have given them enough play. You think this Fox deal, in the end, is going to be a plus for MMA fans?
Yeah, I really hope so, and I think it has potential to be. I think it can be a win-win situation. I think it's definitely going to get us more exposure out there. Of course, what happened with Strikeforce and when they went on CBS, and of course, one of the big first exposures we had was an all-out brawl on live network television that didn't do well for the sport. But that was the one with the Nick Diaz and Jason Miller.
Nick's my man. Don't rap on Nick. Nick's my man. I think Nick is one of the toughest dudes pound for pound in the entire world. In fact, if I was ever in an alley with unknown people down at the end of the alley and had to walk through an alley, I'd want Nick Diaz to walk with me.
I agree. No, he's fearless. He has a lot of heart. He knows how to fight, and he doesn't care how big you are. He's coming at you.
Okay. Speaking of Nick Diaz, of course, he's going to take on Georges St-Pierre a little bit later in the year. Does he got a good shot there against the Canadian crippler?
You know, I give him a legitimate shot. The kid has an incredible chin. I mean, you can hit him with a sledgehammer. He won't move. He'll sit there and laugh at you. Georges' boxing is great. He's probably the best overall well-rounded fighter. But, you know, Nick Diaz is on a run, too, and he's just getting better and better. And I haven't seen really anybody show us the evolved Nick Diaz how to beat him either. So it's going to be a good fight. George is on a huge pedestal right now, so the odds are probably going to be stacked way in his favor. But I give Nick Diaz a much more legitimate chance than I did Jake Shields.
Okay, Brock Lesnar's walking around now trying to say he's getting back in shape. He's going to start some heavy training about a month and a half from now. Can Brock ever get back? I mean, he's been through some serious stomach issues as far as the intestines are concerned. Can he ever get back to that slot where he was as heavyweight champion? And I don't know if you predicted it or not. I don't remember or not, but there were a couple. I know Sammy predicted, a couple other people predicted that Cain Velasquez would whoop on Brock Lesnar, and I thought it was like almost an impossibility that anybody could beat that monster Brock Lesnar. But Brock sort of showed a little I don't want to say BEACH in him, but he showed a little cowardice in him in the Shane Carwin fight, and again in the fight with Cain Velasquez. Is there a shortage of intestinal fortitude on the part of a Brock Lesnar being a former professional wrestler?
Well, literally, yes. But after his stomach issues. But, you know, I don't know. Here's my thing, and I did think Cain was going to beat him, and here's why. Brock has so much muscle mass, he gasses too quick. He doesn't have the tank, I don't feel, to go a full... I mean, he was gassed in 3.5 minutes into that Cain fight, and that's what did him in, and he basically gave up. He folded. He's got that type of build, but to be very successful in a still exponentially evolving sport, he needs to, I think, maybe try to drop a little muscle mass and work on his cardio and get back to his wrestling and continue to work all the other elements. But, you know, he's always going to be a wrestler. That's a strong point, but he's got to continue to evolve, and he's got to get his cardio up.
Okay, speaking of cardio and speaking of guys at gas, Kimbo Slice fought this week in your native Oklahoma. Of course, my ex-buddy, my ex-good friend, Tony Holden. Tony Holden put together Let's Get It On Boxing. It was me, Mills Lane, and Al Bernstein, who were slated to sign a CBS television contract in 2002, and Mills Lane had a stroke, so that killed the series. So I guess that killed my network TV shot. But the bottom line is Tony's still promoting. He promoted Kimbo Slice the other night. Is Kimbo anything more than a freak attraction?
I have to be completely honest with you. I still think there's something there, especially at the landscape, the heavyweight landscape it is. I actually had the chance to go up there and see it, and I got to interview him and his promoting manager, Jared Shaw. And Kimbo, as fierce as he is, he's one of the nicest guys you can deal with, but he really does. He has good head movement. He knocked a guy out in 17 seconds. Of course, it was a bum who was 0-1, who was a cruiserweight. So it doesn't really say much. But, I think Kimbo's got that same kind of build, and he's always had cardio issues. His biggest problem is going to be fighting his age and fighting his cardio, his tank.
Well, how old is he? I mean, to me, he looks like he's in his 40s. I think he's one of those guys that lies about his age. What do you think?
That, you know, I've always been a little suspicious of that. I think he's listed as 37, but, there's a good chance that, as a promoter, if he was a little older than that, and with the draw he can do, I could see them changing the age. I don't know, but it would not shock me either way. It'll be fun to watch, and I think they're looking at getting him right back in there in October. So we'll see what happens with him.
Okay, over the years we've had Cuban fighters and African fighters, especially, lie about their age. I mean, it's just when they come out, Joel Casamayor, I think he's a lot older than what he says he is. I mean, there's just been Cuban fighters that have done this time and time again, and African fighters as well. John Mugabe, I think, lied about his age. But the bottom line is these guys want to be a little bit younger. But in the end, you know, you can say you're 28, but if you're not 28, you're not 28, and you're not going to have the reflexes of a 28-year-old man. And now Kimbo says he's 37 years old, and he looks a little bit older than that. You think he's got a shot at a position in the heavyweight division. Did he draw well the other night?
Absolutely. They were sold out. I mean, it was very raucous. They were sold out. It was a lot of fun. Great environment. You know, he's just a huge draw. People just, something about him, they're drawn to him. Whether or not he's going to end up going anywhere, we'll see. But like I said, with the landscape where it is today in the heavyweight division and with how much he's promoted up, he could have a shot at getting in there. And like I said, we'll see. We'll just see. But he's got some potential, I think. I really do.
Come up with a notebook. I want to have you on next week. Matt Grizzle, folks, of course, our MMA expert. Speaking of Tower of Power is playing right now. I'm going to see him tomorrow in Oakland, California. So Emilio and the gang, Pedro will be in the house tomorrow. Oakland, California, the great Tower of Power. Of course, I do my work for Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board. I got my own section, Pedro's Song of the Month.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then we want to hear from you. We are a consumer products laboratory in Los Angeles, California, conducting a consumer trial for a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically for arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, recommends this new product for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before and after surgery. If you would like to participate in our consumer trial, please call 1-800-928-5290, and we will send you a one-week supply of our new pain relief product absolutely free. That's 1-800-928-5290. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we do the rest. So don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-800-928-5290 now.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. Like he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, 26-plus years now. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, of course, live on Ustream. And this video seems to be working real well today. The audio is up and running. Next week I'll be able to add some video clips to the show. So as we progress, as things get a little bit better, the show will even get sharper as far as the video is concerned. And I will have a top-notch show, as I always do, week in and week out. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to live on Facebook's Ustream Live TV channel. Now, my next guest, what can I say? He's a figure in history. He is the first bare-knuckle boxing champion since the 1800s, the late 1800s, and the great John L. Sullivan. I'm talking about Bobby Gunn of New Jersey. What's up, Big Bob?
No, my pal, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I tried to – Jeff Mayweather and I don't know if you know who Jeff Mayweather is. Of course, he's a brother – I mean, the brother of Floyd Sr. and Roger Mayweather and the nephew – the uncle of Floyd Jr. And we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, the size of gloves and how guys seem to get hurt more with these bigger gloves. And I've been saying this for a long, long time. 8- and 10-ounce gloves – wrapping these guys' hands up in 8- and 10-ounce gloves just prolongs punishment. It causes more concussions. There are 20% in boxing in Nevada, in the state of Nevada, from 2001, I think, to 2006. There was a 5-year period there where only 22% of the boxers involved suffered concussions, which are brain bleeds. Okay. On the other hand, mixed martial arts, which has 4-ounce gloves, and these guys are pounding on each other pretty hard. They only suffered 2% brain bleeds. Now, you're going back to bare-knuckle boxing, and I think that with the exception of facial cuts, I think it's a great thing as far as for the sport's concerned. People sort of chuckle at me, but I'm dead serious, man. I think this is a good thing.
Well, I did both sides of the world, boxing and bare-knuckle. I did bare-knuckle fight all my life, and I never seen nobody in bare-knuckle fights go away to the hospital or die. You know, they always... after the fight's done, they shake your hand, that's it. And truthfully, when you wrap my hand up, my brother, and you put a 10-ounce glove on, fight glove on my hand, I feel like I could punch a door off the hinges in your place right now. But when I fight bare knuckle, I throw my punches more precision and not as much power behind it. It's more of a scientific art, bare knuckle fighting. People don't realize that. But there really is less injuries in bare knuckle fighting than there is boxing.
Okay, now
I've seen it over the years.
Now, it looks like, well, you know what? I had over 50 street fights here in the city and county of San Francisco, and they didn't have any gloves involved. And I was in the ring for 52 times with gloves on. And yeah. I would have to say that I favor the bare knuckle, either that or the lighter gloves. And I'll tell you why, because the great Alexis Arguello and I were close friends before he died, and I spent some time with him down in Nicaragua in 1999. And we talked about the gloves and the fact he used to wear 4- and 6-ounce boxing gloves, and he thought they were a lot better than 8- or 10-ounce boxing gloves because of the fact that, as we talked earlier, it just prolongs the beating. Guys just take a sustained beating, they end up being punch drunk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this bare knuckle thing has got the Association of Boxing Commissions, has got their panties all bunched up, and they're sent out different press releases this past week and a half, you know, accusing the Indians that ran this fight down in Arizona of violating federal laws and all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is, if you want to fight bare knuckle and there's somebody willing to sanction it, shouldn't you think you should be able to do so? I mean, we're talking about, you know, human rights, the rights to do whatever you want to do as long as you're not hurting yourself or hurting anybody. And I think boxing, obviously, is a painful sport, but I think that, believe it or not, I think that bare-knuckle boxing is less brutal than boxing with gloves. And you and I have just talked about that. But are they jumping on you big time? Are they trying to discipline you? Are they taking away your boxing license, things like that? What are they trying to do?
No, I haven't heard nothing from them. They call the casino up, and I guess the casino's doing. But you got to understand something. I fought in that casino before, and the ABC, at the Boxing Commission, was involved in that. So, therefore, the casino can work with boxing before, but when the casino, the Indian Nation, when they want to go ahead and sanction something, apparently they don't want them to do that. And where I'm going with this, that if they're so worried about it, why didn't they do something before the fight started? It wasn't like this fight wasn't world publicized. It was all over the world. It wasn't behind closed doors. None of the ABC officials called up. None of them tried to stop the fight from happening. Therefore, after the fight was over because it made a lot of noise, I believe, in my heart. They don't really want this going on because it probably takes away from them. As far as them saying, you know, they're not going to condone this and condone that, well, quite honestly, my pal, no one asked them to condone it because we know they wouldn't sanction a bare-knuckle fight. They only sanction glove fights. And it had nothing to do with them. It was on the Indian Nation. They went ahead and took a stand. They sanctioned a fight through their organization. And, I mean, you could bring your family to it. You could buy a ticket and come and see it. It was a sporting event. It was a great honor to be a part of it. But truthfully, as far as ABC, my pal, saying all that, I've been involved in some crazy controversial fights in the ring. And we called the ABC up about those previous fights I had. And they told me they couldn't do nothing. They can't help me. So I don't know where they're going with this. I really don't understand what's the point because it had nothing to do with them. Mixed up. I can say a lot of things, but I'm going to hold my tongue, you know?
You know, better to bite your tongue on that one because they do carry some weight, and we don't want them coming down on any at a later date. When will you do this again? Is there another fight scheduled for bare knuckle? And why not? Let's go pay-per-view with this, man. I mean, I think this is something that people would like to see, a bare knuckle card of boxing. I really think so. And you know what? Unfortunately, the majority of the boxing writers, because they're in bed with all the promoters, okay? They feel the other way. And plus, none of them, most of these guys wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook. As I said, I had over 50 street fights. I had 52 in-the-ring fights. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to fighting. As Emmanuel Stewart said, Pedro could fight a little bit. But the bottom line is, you know, I think it's entertaining. I think there's less injuries involved. And as you said, there's a lot of precision involved, but I think there's less injuries involved, especially permanent injuries. And yet these boxing writers that are hooked up with these promoters, see, they're scared to get their press credential taken away, so they don't want to write about it. They don't want to write positively about bare knuckle boxing. Oh, it's brutal. It's barbaric. It's this. It's that. Nah. It's none of the above, folks. It's straight up going back old school. This is old school boxing.
That's the God's truth. It started from this.
Yeah. So, how does it feel to be the first bare knuckle champion since John L. Sullivan, the great John L. Sullivan?
It's an honor. I mean, to be it's the first sanction. I mean, there's been a million fights, but it's never been a sanctioned one since the last one was Sullivan. To be the leader to that championship, claim the vacant title, it's a great honor. And, I had a great time to be a part of history. I love it, pal. And, everything you just said a minute ago about some reporters not want to report on this and being in the promoter's pocket. You know, my pal, can I tell you something? I've been boxing all my life, and I fought world titles. I won them. And I got to tell you this. Boxing, in my opinion, is so corrupt. They really ruined it. And why I like the bare knuckle boxing is that I want to keep it clean. I don't want it to turn like the boxing has. And I want to keep it more professional. And it's too bad that some writers are in the promoter's pockets. But my pal, I hate to say, a lot more people in their pockets than just them, the writers. And, UFC, you remember how bad that had a bad rap when that first came out. They all jumped on that. But, for something, okay, nothing will start unless it has a beginning. It has to start somewhere. And this is the first time this has done this. It's made world news. And there's people like you that has fought in the street, in the ring. You know the difference, Pedro, of it all. You appreciate it. You can respect it. But God forgive you, pal, for saying this. There's so many people that hasn't had a left hook or a punch to the liver, and they're sitting past their opinion. They wouldn't know the first feeling what it is.
Well,
that's what I'm dealing with.
Unfortunately, most of the boxing media now is a bunch of guys with keyboards in their hands. In other words, they weren't. I've been writing for other people to read now for 41 years, since 1970.
You're a world-renowned guy, pal. Respected. It's an honor to talk to you today in your show.
Well, I truly appreciate it. It's an honor to have the first bare-knuckle heavyweight champion, linear world heavyweight champion, as far as bare knuckle boxing is concerned, in the Ring Talk House since the great John L. Sullivan, because I can't get. Listen, I tried to get John L. on the phone last week, but I couldn't get a hold of him.
Well, he's here in spirit, my pal.
Okay, he's here in spirit. Now, do you think this is going to lead to some big time TV contract, or are they going to be able to block you out and malign you and ban you and put you on the back shelf? I don't think they can, but do you think this is going to go somewhere?
Tell you the truth, Pedro. I mean, I've been involved. I fought Thomas Adamack for the world title, and I never had this much press in my life as I'm getting right now. And believe it or not, you hear bad things and that, but I'm not getting them. I'm getting nothing but good stuff. My brother, I even got a call from, I can't mention the producer's name, but I mean the major Hollywood movie producer, and they're going to be making a remake of the Charles Bronson classic, Hard Times.
Yeah.
And they want me to be in the movie now because of this fight. So, I mean, there's opportunities going up the roof right now for me. I think it comes down to the fans, Pedro, and voices like yourself telling the truth. You, as a family, you, in the fight community, you guys will make this happen. And if it doesn't happen, it's just, quite honestly, is because the little critics, they've influenced, and we can't get it off. That's really what it comes down to. It's only for the fans and yourself, Pedro. If you keep having a voice, I believe it's going to happen again.
Okay, so when are you going to fight again?
Well, we're looking into doing a fight in November in Ireland. To defend my world title, we haven't got a exact place yet. Our Dubai, I hope I'm saying that country right. Dubai, am I saying it right, Pedro? Dubai?
Yeah, I've been to Dubai, man. I had horrible experiences in Dubai, but good luck with you. I've been to 33 countries. I went to Dubai, and Harold Smith, a former bank embezzler, he was a boxing promoter. He drained my bank account out of $6,000. So I had a horrible time in Dubai, thanks to Mr. Harold Smith, Mr. Ross Field Smith. So the bottom line is, I'm not. And plus, it was a 19-hour flight, and I'm not into 19-hour flights or getting ripped off. So I won't be going back to Dubai, not anytime soon. Maybe if I went at your invitation, I might go, but. As far as anybody else is concerned.
If it comes back, you'll be virtually invited as a family member. You come with me, and I'll make sure you'll get back what you lost. As a gift. And I mean that really bothers me right now. God bless us. There's dirty buggers out there, Pedro.
There's a bunch of dirty buggers. So are you a married guy? You got family and kids or what?
Yes, I do, pal. I got my little girl. She's 2 and a half. Her name is Charlene. And I got my boy Bobby, who's 15. If you go to YouTube, you put Bobby Gunn Jr., you see he won a Northeast Regional Championship 5 months ago. He's undefeated as an amateur. He's doing excellent. He's doing really good.
Fantastic, man. So you're going to fight in November again. Did you come out of this with any injuries at all?
No, thank God. My hands are a little sore. The fella I fought, his two eyes were cut open, and his hands were sore. But that was it, my pal. I stopped in the third round. I knocked him out, and there was no... Again, when you're fighting bare knuckle, and you know this, you got a 3.5-inch gap. You could aim for the eyes. You don't want to go below the lip, because if you go below, you can cut your hands and the teeth. If you go a half inch above the eyebrow, you can shatter your hand on a forehead. So it's precision punching. It's a real art. With the gloves, you can swing away. You can hit anywhere. There's more damage done. With the bare knuckle boxing, it's less punches. But it's more of an art. It's a more of a chess game.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my current guest, the great Bobby Gunn. He's brought bare-knuckle boxing back to existence. He is the linear bare-knuckle world heavyweight champion. Wishing the best of luck if he fights in Ireland or Dubai in November. I want you to have continued success, my friend. Anytime you need any help, you give me a call.
Thank you, Pedro. And to everybody, thank you for having me on the show. I respect you so much. And all the fans, thank you. And please keep rooting for this to happen. Please don't let it disappear again like it was for 122 years.
The great Bobby Gunn, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and live broadcasting on YouTube. On Facebook.com/Ring Talk on the Ustream Live channel. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Ah, the horns and the mighty tower of power bringing us back from the break, folks. 57, make it 58 minutes past the hour. Don King turned 80, which just proves that karma has nothing to do with the world. The man's killed two people at least, if not three. Shot one in the back running away from a gambling deal when the guy ripped off one of his gambling houses because Don used to run an illegal lottery back in Cleveland. Then another man named Sam Garrity stomped to death, and as the police were running up, Don, he owed him $600. Sam says to Don, "Don, don't worry, I'll pay you the money." So Don kicked him in the head one more time and killed him, and then he went to jail, of course, and he got out. And the governor of Ohio gave him a pardon for an alleged $250,000 side bribe on the side, so he got a pardon. That's the reason why he's able to travel all over the world. If he wasn't, he'd be a felon, and he wouldn't be able to do this. Want to mention the fact that Russell Mora, the referee that handled the Abner Meares-Joseph Agbu fight last week, I think he should be arrested for impersonating a referee. He was a friend of mine in a both personal and professional when he was in New Mexico. But you know what the bottom line is? If you suck, you suck. And Russell, you're horrible, man. I mean, you let Fernando Montiel get up off the canvas after Nonito Donaire knocked him out with one punch in February, allowed him to continue when he was concussed and he was convulsing on the ground. So you've got some issues, man. I don't know whether you're blind, you're stupid, or you're dumb, but the bottom line is you don't belong in any type of officiating position when it comes to the world of boxing. Well, that is the great Lenny Williams, my good friend, of course, in the Tower of Power, telling us it is so very hard to go, folks. It's time to go. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, don't forget, keep your butt off the canvas of life. I love you. I'll see you next week. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.